Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. And we are happy to be broadcasting all over North America. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of CBS Sports Radio affiliates. Huge cities. Small cities. Thank you to everybody tuned in on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. Sirius XM channel 158, and every and anybody listening on a smart speaker, thank you. So whether you're on the road, at home, at work, hanging out, relaxing, chilling, whatever it is, thank you for being here. This is where we'll be for the next 3 hours. It's a 4-hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. We've already talked about quite a few things already. Got some NFL in, talked about Joe Burrow, told you about some of the baseball teams that have now clinched postseason appearances when it comes down to the wild card, like the Phillies. They clinched their postseason berth with a walk-off win against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And then we also have the Brewers, who are probably drinking plenty of beer as they have clinched the National League Central. Congratulations to them. And as we continue on with the show, we're going to show love to Brooks Robinson, Orioles legend, passing away today at the age of 86. We're going to talk about the Patriots. Unfortunately for them, they're back in the spotlight for being cheaters. You can blame Bill Belichick for that. Just a lot to get into. And I have to get into this. Hey, Shep, you ready to talk about some New York Jets?
And I think that's been the only conversation in the last 28 hours with the Jets.
So how about there's a new report? Rich Cimini of ESPN shared this about 15 minutes ago, that the New York Jets defense is not happy with head coach Rob Saleh when it comes down to his support of his quarterback, Zach Wilson. We know Zach Wilson stinks. He looked like crap against the Patriots, as they lost 15-10, and Rob Saleh has just, he got a lot of people thinking, including Joe Namath. But first of all, let's listen to Rob Saleh after Zach Wilson's poor performance. Listen to this.
He's our unquestioned quarterback, guys. Like, as long as he continues to show the way his preparation, the way he's been practicing, and even in these games, guys, like, he's not the reason why we lost yesterday. It's always a team effort.
So what does this look like? You lose to the Patriots 15-10. Zach Wilson is holding on to the ball too damn long. He's indecisive. He stinks. There's no other way to put it. 18 of 36 passes completed. Got sacked 3 times and just looked completely lost. So Rob Saleh thinks everything is great. Everything is fine. And Joe Namath spoke to ESPN. He thought things looked terrible. And he didn't crap on just Zach Wilson. He took a crap on the management as well. That includes Saleh. Listen to this.
You know what? No, I didn't take anything positive out of it yesterday. It was awful. You sit down? You sit down on the play? You go right down? What happens? I thought you're trying to win and make plays. You quit on a play? What is going on? It's disgusting. Send him to Kansas City to back up against somebody like Mahomes. Maybe he'd learn something. I wouldn't keep him. You know, I've seen enough of Zach Wilson. All right? I've seen enough. Has quick feet, can throw a little bit, but I don't believe what's going on up there.
Ah, damn. That's from the legend, Joe Namath. And so what happened today? Aaron Rodgers spoke. He spoke to Pat McAfee on ESPN. And Aaron Rodgers, he was asked about what's going on and all the opinions. And Aaron Rodgers, of course, he's in California rehabbing. He still can't walk on his Achilles. Aaron Rodgers said, man, everybody just needs to get along. Listen to this.
I'd like to see everybody stick together. Our fan base, our former players, and our current players, because too much negativity and the world is crashing down after 3 weeks. It's a long season, a lot of time, a lot of things that can happen.
They got the Kansas City Chiefs next. That's going to be ugly. That's going to be a bloodbath. And I like how Aaron Rodgers is now playing diplomat. The fans, the former players. Come on, the only former player that anybody heard was Joe Namath. And he's the guy. Aaron Rodgers also said, hey, I didn't like what I saw on Sunday where the New York Jets offense is beefing on the sidelines with the coaches. And he said they need to get that together.
You know, there's been, I think, too many little side conversations, and we just need to grow up a little bit on offense and lock in and do our jobs, everybody, and not point fingers at each other. And that's everybody, you know. We don't point fingers at the coaching staff. Don't point fingers at each other. Just get back to work and get the job done.
So is Aaron Rodgers the head coach of the New York Jets, or is it Rob Saleh?
Hey, JR.
Yes?
Wasn't this the same dude a couple years ago that was literally pointing fingers at young wide receivers?
Yeah, he was.
Okay. Yeah.
But now he's not in Green Bay anymore, so don't matter.
Got it.
Now he can't even play. Here's the thing. Aaron Rodgers is the boss of the New York Jets.
Apparently.
It's true. He is the boss of the New York Jets. And he's in California. And so now it's always the Jets. And I didn't even get into Colin Kaepernick. So here's the deal. J. Cole is a musician, and he's friends with Colin Kaepernick. And Colin Kaepernick wrote a letter on September 21st stating his desire to get a chance and an opportunity to join the New York Jets on the practice squad. By the way, the New York Jets signed Trevor Siemian today to the practice squad. He will likely be elevated, I don't know, in a week or so when he gets acclimated to Nathaniel Hackett and his playbook. But even Colin Kaepernick submitted a note and said that, I know that there are currently depth issues at the position. I've heard the backup spot is likely to be filled with a veteran QB. As much as I'd like the opportunity to fill that spot, I'm writing to you in hopes that you can imagine a much different approach involving me. I would be honored and extremely grateful for the opportunity to come in and lead the practice squad. That is from Colin Kaepernick. And unfortunately, for a dude who hasn't played since 2016, regardless of how you feel about what he's done, did not do, or your stance on any of it, that's a long time not to play no damn ball, man. And also the fact of the matter is, he comes with a lot of attention. He comes with varying opinions that would also just, I don't want to say would be insufferable for a franchise, but for a team like the New York Jets that's already slipping and sliding through mediocrity and trouble, to bring in Colin Kaepernick would be a distraction. That's regardless of how you feel about him. The man has not played. And so the Jets right now are, I can't even say, and that's a bad analogy. They're just going nowhere. How about that? They are a plane that's just circling around. They are going absolutely nowhere.
So don't you change then, JR? If you know it's not going any direction that's positive, What's the worst that can happen bringing in a guy in Colin Kaepernick where you know he can at least at one point say he was an elite quarterback? It can't get any worse.
No, you can. You can. You become a sideshow. And the New York Jets are already a sideshow. The New York Jets decided, let's take a risk here, which is very, very well worth it when they brought in Aaron Rodgers. That was worth it. Aaron Rodgers has now gone down. The quarterback who they drafted number two overall a couple of seasons ago, he still looks like hot trash. The head coach of the New York Jets has now been pushed into a position that he really hasn't fully been entrenched in, where he is being kind of looked at like, hey, we've gone through this before. The quarterback stinks, and you're kissing his ass. Why? Because we don't have a backup to him. I mean, the fact of the matter is, when Zach Wilson was running the team, it's like, oh, there's Mike White, and there's this guy, and there's Darnold, and all of this. And then it's to the point of, well, we don't have a veteran, and we basically gave the team to the young quarterback, and we're stuck. And so now this is, hey, we bring in Aaron Rodgers, and we didn't have a veteran here. We got expensive Zach Wilson, and now we don't have anybody behind him, and now we're stuck. And so Salah has taken the approach of, well, I don't got nobody else. I have to support him. And the defense is just like, nah, man, screw this. And so now we have reports that the defense isn't happy with Salah supporting Zach Wilson. And so I would not, it doesn't make sense for the Jets, and it's not going to happen, but it doesn't make sense for them to bring in a Colin Kaepernick, because it puts them more at the forefront of not being a football team, but being a back page. And I think that's the complete opposite direction that you want to go in. I think ultimately the New York Jets are screwed. That's just what it is. You know, there is no Matt Ryan. There is no Tom Brady. There is no Kaepernick. I mean, you want to throw Carson Wentz out there, he'd probably be eaten alive in New York. I don't think he has the personality or temperament, and I know he played in Philly. I don't think there's an answer here. What's more likely than not to happen, Trevor Siemian is going to get a start. Trevor Siemian is going to play in a couple of weeks. Or they bring in, and I don't even know if they want to kick the tires on this dude. I wouldn't be surprised. Hey, Joe Flacco, we need you back. It's just the Jets are screwed. And to listen to the frustration of an 80-year-old Joe Namath, who's the last quarterback to help take the damn Jets to a Super Bowl and actually win it, it's like, oh, my God. Can a team have a worse position? Like, what's in the water? What are they doing? How can they be this bad? It's just like, it's like they're cracking at every seam possible. It's like trying to catch sand that has, you know, fallen out of a bottle, trying to get every grain. They're done. They're cooked. In every game that they play, it's gonna be fodder for America. The Kansas City Chiefs, there's one or two things that could happen. The New York Jets stifle the Chiefs, and somehow, some way, it's a close game because the defense plays ridiculous, or it's an ass kicking, like 30-10. And the New York Jets defense ain't that bad, but when the offense can't score any points and it's constantly out there, the defense is going to have no choice. If Kansas City is on the field for 40 minutes, yeah, the Jets, they going to get it, man. And so there's no Brady. There's no Matt Ryan. There's no Kaepernick. The New York Jets, just quite frankly, they're going to suffer, man. The fans are going to suffer. And then the real head coach now of the New York Jets, it's Aaron Rodgers. He's sitting in California with his foot in a boot, and he is taking more of a hardline stance against what he has seen with the Jets on television than the head coach who's standing there on the sidelines. It's about to get ugly. and it's already ugly with the Jets. You thought Justin Fields had it bad? You thought the Bears had it bad? Oh, yeah, yeah, they do. They do. But the only thing left for the New York Jets is for, I don't know, do they have a famous fan? Hey, Shep, who's the most famous New York Jet fan?
Well, I would say, unfortunately, Fireman Ed.
Is Method Man, Fireman Ed. He's no longer here. What was Tony Soprano's name?
Oh, man, James Gandolfini, that's right.
Was he a Jets fan?
I have no idea.
Ugh.
If he was, no, you know, I shouldn't even make a joke about that.
I was going to say that. If he was, that's what got him.
I wasn't even going to go there.
I was thinking.
Okay,
it's
yeah.
Okay.
We were saying the same exact thing there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a famous episode on Curb Your Enthusiasm where this Larry David's close friend dies. And they basically they summarize. I mean, this is the theme of this particular episode. And they go, the Jets kid killed Carl. I'm not making this up. This is an episode on Curb Your Enthusiasm, surrounded by how miserable the Jets are.
Oh,
it actually killed somebody.
Didn't they make fun of the Jets in that Adam Sandler film?
They make fun of the Jets in a lot of films.
The little kid, he's like the damn Jets, right? And something like that.
Yeah, yeah. He goes, what are you doing? The woman who's actually Adam Sandler's wife, her name is Jackie. She plays the waitress. She goes up to the little kid, which I believe is a twin. And he's famous now, like Cole Hauser, I think, or something like that. But she goes, hey, sweetie, what are you doing here? And he goes, I'm suffering. She goes, what do you mean? I'm rooting for the G-damned Jets.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, this is just the Jets. It could be 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago. The Jets are a disaster. Again. And there's nobody that's going to save them this year. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls. What would you do with the Jets right now? What could you do? I think that at this point, they don't got no choice but to run out Zach Wilson. But I do think Rob Saleh could take a harder stance because right now, Aaron Rodgers isn't even with the team. Well, he's on the other side of the country. He sounds like the coach. I'm going to take your calls on the other side. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks for taking my call. It's a work night, and you keep me company while I'm out here in this rainy night. I appreciate it.
I love your show, man. I've been working nights for the past 2 weeks, so love watching your show and listening to it.
Hey, JR, thanks for being the best person in your line of work.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Congratulations to the Brewers, Milwaukee Brewers clinching the National League Central. And then also we got the Philadelphia Phillies. They're trying to go back to a World Series. They went out there and clinched themselves a wild card spot, a walk-off against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Before we went to break, we were talking about everything going on with the New York Jets. It's like a new update every few hours. Yesterday, it was Joe Namath killing everything about the team, including the quarterback and management. Earlier in the day, it was Aaron Rodgers speaking publicly about how he wishes the offense would stick together and avoid the outside noise from even former players. And then there was a report this evening that the New York Jets defense is not happy with head coach Rob Saleh for how much it is sticking up for Zach Wilson. Oh, and by the way, they signed a quarterback. No, it's not Tom Brady. No, it's not Colin Kaepernick. No, it's not Matt Ryan. No, it's not Carson Wentz. They signed Trevor Siemian to the practice squad. Zach Wilson is scheduled to start. And there's no other choice. Zach Wilson is going to start on Sunday night for all of America to watch against the Kansas City Chiefs. The New York Jets are screwed right now. I think at this point in time, it don't matter who they bring in. They're going to stink. I think they are stuck with Zach, and Trevor Siemian might get some starts in a few weeks, but I don't see a savior. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jim is here from Cleveland Heights. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, JR. How are we doing, sir?
Very well. What's up?
So I got an idea for two horrible organizations to mix and match. You take Justin Fields to reconnect with his buddy Garrett Wilson over in New York.
What are you saying to me right now?
I think that Wilson, or not Wilson, what's his name? Justin Fields can take over Zach's spot. They just need to trade a couple picks. They connect with Garrett Wilson again. And listen, I know that he hasn't been the best quarterback for the Bears, but I think it's an organization thing. You give him a good defense. You give him a good team.
The Jets have not been any better, and I know this is – we can go through different management structures, and every team goes through its different general managers. We're talking about two teams here that have not been able to develop a quarterback in decades, like forever.
I agree with you there. There's no argument there. But here's the argument, though, is saying he's on a rookie contract. You take him, you risk it. He's playing backup to Wilson because, as you admitted, there isn't anybody else right now that's in the market.
Well,
so if you can go get him, and then you have a scapegoat, Sal.
That doesn't even work financially. These are two dudes in Zach Wilson and Justin Fields who were taken in the same draft, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They are making tons of money. Zach Wilson was selected at number 2 overall, and then you also have Aaron Rodgers' salary, which is still under contract, so... I mean, it sounds nice in theory if this were like a video game, but it doesn't work, man. It doesn't work. You could throw that out the window.
Well, hang on. Before you do, could we trade Wilson for Fields just straight up?
I assume you could based on their salaries, but why would you? I mean, we're in the season. You'd have to learn the playbook. The Chicago Bears offense is, I can't even say it's tailored to Fields because it doesn't look like it. And Zach Wilson stinks. So there's a couple of things here. Why would they want to exchange headaches at the beginning of the season? It sounds good hypothetically, but in the larger scheme of actually making sense, it makes none.
Okay, agree to disagree on that one, sir.
That's fine. I'm looking at it from a common sense perspective. Like, we're in the season. It's not like it's basketball.
I want a couple picks if I'm the Bears. I want to sell Fields right now. Our organization.
Yeah, but who? You got to sell something that somebody wants, Jim. I can't go into. I don't know. Let's see. I'm trying to think here. I can't go to a farm and load up pig crap and sell it off as food somewhere. You know, I can't do that. Like, you're talking about selling off Justin Fields. I need to get picks. Who wants him? Okay? Oh, my God, the Jets want to trade Zach Wilson. Who wants him? You got to actually have value. Somebody has to want you for somebody else to say, okay, we'll bring him in. For what? You got to come to planet Earth. Like, let's hang out in reality, man. 855-212-4CBS. KC here from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's going on, JR?
What's on your mind?
No. I'm just talking about the Jets. I'm no Jets fan. My team sucks ass, sucks butt, so I understand. The only thing I think of, if that is real, that their defense doesn't want to play for Zach Wilson, then they got a whole lot more trouble than they can imagine.
Well, they didn't care for him last season, and, I mean, Zach Wilson threw his own self under the bus with how he spoke, man. So he already had to kind of rebuild cachet because he got benched last season. Let's keep that in mind. He got benched last year.
Oh, yeah. I'm not fighting for that guy. I don't give a damn about him. But what I'm saying is for their defense to just quit on the team – That boggles my mind. I feel like as good as they are, that they could put people in places like their edge rushers. If they had a couple more edge rushers, that they could hold a team up to get them somewhere until they found a quarterback.
No, I mean, that's not going to happen. That, look, they have one of the best defenses in the league. Like, it's not the defense. It's the fact that you have an offense who this past Sunday couldn't put up more than 10 points. That's the problem, Casey.
Oh, exactly. Their defense is nasty.
Yeah, so what's to talk about edge rushers for?
Well, because if they had edge rushers, they could take over games like no other.
No, I mean, yes. We'd have – well, let's No. What are we expecting the New York Jets defense to just blank out, like, everybody? They got to hold teams to a field goal or 0 points for the rest of the season while Zach Wilson struggles to score, I don't know, 3 points? Maybe the Jets can win every game 3-0, quite possibly. I don't know. Come on. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Yeah, I just want to make some comments about Joe Namath. I don't understand why people don't look at his record. 120 touchdown passes, 220 interceptions, one Super Bowl, 7 points his offense put up, no touchdown passes. Why is this guy regarded as a great player? Can you explain that?
Unfortunately, Joe Namath came into the NFL with crap knees. He exited out of Alabama with crap knees. And all things considered, he played in one of the biggest media markets on planet Earth. He was ridiculously charismatic. He played on borrowed time with his crap knees, and he was able to take the New York Jets to a Super Bowl, and he won it.
He scored one touchdown. I mean, what kind of guy? He had 50.
So
more
is
than
it? So help me out here. You asked me a question, and I gave you the answer, and I also told you something that is that hasn't happened for the New York Jets since 1969. Okay, why? You tell me. What's your favorite team?
I'm the Miami Dolphins.
Okay. You're a Miami Dolphins fan, all right? You go back, and if you could give Dan Marino a championship and you didn't have to rely on an undefeated team, why would you care what happened in the Super Bowl as long as you walked away with the trophy?
No, I'm just talking about somebody I just never respected him as a player. He wasn't that good.
He played on crap knees. Oh, so what? Let me ask you this. You're in Florida. Are you a transplant? Have you lived in Florida your whole life?
No.
No, are you from New York?
No.
Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
Okay, great. That's a different conversation. Do me a favor, John, and this might be your answer. Tell me when the New York Jets, formerly the Titans, have had any other success.
It doesn't make any difference. You just give him too much credit. He's not believable.
Ah, man, John, I got to.
JR, can I ask John a question?
John comes across as, I don't know, that's like loser mentality, man.
So, JR, John mentions the touchdown interception ratio. John seems like a guy that's watched football for a long time. John, you realize Terry Bradshaw has thrown as many touchdowns as he has interceptions. That was the game back then. They took a lot more gambles. They took a lot more risks. You know who the first quarterback is in NFL history to throw for 4,000 yards in a single season?
No.
It's Joe Namath.
Oh, yeah.
You know who was an MVP in the 1960s before even the most famous guarantee in sports?
Who?
It was Joe Namath.
Yeah, that's a joke.
Well, we got to be fair to Joe Namath here.
That's
we can't disrespect him, John.
That's like some MVP, real loser stuff.
MVP for that's a popularity contest. That's all.
What did he call it, or what?
He said it's a popularity contest.
Popularity.
So I guess Drew Brees never won an MVP because he was never as popular as Tom Brady or Peyton Manning is what you're saying, John.
Yeah, it has something to do with that. Okay. It's popularity. You know that. It's politics.
Oh, John, man. Look, man. I got to go back to before I was born for the New York Jets to actually have success. And what you're telling me or talking about is what is on paper. I can look at a guy who actually won a championship and went out there and did something that nobody else has done. And you're talking about why do they have so much credit? Because he actually won, man. Oh, he only had one touchdown. I mean, bro, what do you want?
Well, because the defense won that game. Didn't you? I watched the game. You didn't. Defense won the game. Do your homework.
So how did they get to the game?
How did they get to the game? The defense won.
The defense won every single game.
They were more important than Namath was.
The guy threw for 300 yards and he had three touchdowns in the game before that against the Raiders. John, come on, man. Like, you're not pulling the wool over anyone's eye here. You just don't like Joe Namath.
Well, you don't like to do your homework. You don't like, you're too lazy. Do your homework. Study the game a little bit.
John.
Learn something.
Did he take your girlfriend back in the 60s?
Oh, that's funny. Grow up, will you? You jerks.
Oh, damn. Shep, he called us both of us jerks.
John, in all seriousness, we're not trying to, I know JR's not. We're not trying to be insulting. We just think you're being unfair when it comes to the historical perspective of Joe Namath. That's all. I mean, you have a right to disagree. I just think Joe Namath is not just one of the all-time great quarterbacks of all time, but like JR said, like his knees got the better of him, so he only played to his mid-30s. But if you look at what he did at the beginning of his career, John, there was no better quarterback at the time with the exception of Johnny Unitas.
No, I don't agree with you at all.
Hey, I got a question, John. Is Marco Belletti a jerk too?
I don't know. You guys, you act like you're kids sometimes, you know that? You're like little kids.
That's actually a compliment, because we're kids at heart, man, so I appreciate that, John.
Yeah, keep playing with yourself. Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, thank you, John. Appreciate you for calling us. Well, Marco, sheesh.
That took a turn at the end there.
Oh, man, I don't know. I think Joe Namath pulled up in some pantyhose scooped this girl out there.
Got that mink?
Yeah, came through with the mink and the pantyhose and said, come here.
It's probably Earl Morrill's best friend or something.
Like, isn't the name of the game to go out there and win? I thought that's what you want. Like, why are we crapping on a guy? It's not like he Trent Dilfered his way into a championship.
And I'm glad, Shep, you brought it up. Like, you could look at stats and they could tell you a lot of different things. I mean, the game was totally different. And Namath just revolutionized a whole bunch of things. We're just going to throw that out the window because why? We didn't watch it? Or he actually saw it? You were watching the NFL back then? You didn't see the game as evolved and changed from the 60s? I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, no, he didn't want to get, why are we giving Joe Namath so much credit? I'm like, yo, the guy, he actually won. Like, find me somebody else in New York Jets history, and it sounds so bad to think about this. Who else won? Nobody.
And he also called the plays. At the line of scrimmage, every single one of them called every play in that game.
And that AFL championship game, no, we weren't alive for that, but we know of it. Like, Joe Namath was, correct me if I'm wrong, gentlemen, he was the reason they won that game to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, with busted up knees that he shouldn't even had out of Alabama in the first place.
Right.
What do I know? He's just a guy wearing pantyhose and a fur coat. It's just what it is.
It's because you're a child. That's why.
Oh, yeah. It's just well, you know what? I'm glad. Because there's a lot of old ass people and young people who listen.
See, I don't want to take John's bait and kind of go down to the gutter with him, but I wanted to say I'd rather be a child than a miserable, bitter old man, but I didn't want to go there.
is that a shot at him or Joe Namath?
No, it's a shot at John.
Oh.
Because John would make a he would find the brightest day in the world and somehow put a number 2 all over it. So, like, there's no pleasing John. like you and myself and Mark, like we are telling John what made Joe Namath so iconic, not just from a statistical standpoint, not just winning the Super Bowl, but he did. There was no quarterback like him at the time. Even Johnny Unitas, what he was able to do, even in his college days, playing under Bear Bryant, there's a reason why he's also the most successful quarterback to ever come from that bestowed university, and John wasn't hearing any of it.
The man is revered. This is what is known. You're in New York City. Y'all are both in New York. I'm in Georgia. I'm from New York. The man is revered. You want to know why? Because he won. He won. That's it. I think that's all anybody wants is to win. That's it. And that's what the man did. And it's not like he was out there carrying the lunch pail. He did a whole lot more for that team than just go out there and run around on a bum leg. He won. I mean, come on. We got a current New York Jets quarterback who ain't nowhere near the New York Jets on the other side of the country. And he's the leader of the team, and he's sitting up with his leg in a cast, in a boot. Like, there's what do I know? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. One of our callers, I don't know why, he actually thought to mention the Jets and Bears exchanging their problems in Fields. We're going to talk about Fields. We're going to show love, and we're going to do this too. Brooks Robinson. We're going to talk about some comments by Ben Roethlisberger and Jerome Bettis about the Patriots being cheaters. We got more to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Honestly, JR, you're the beast. You're a beast among beasts. And thank you for your show. You're a monster.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. For the guy who wants to trade Justin Fields for Zach Wilson. Yeah, that's impossible for a variety of reasons. By the way, Justin Fields, he has 5 wins as a starter since being drafted in 2021. Zach Wilson, through benchings and injuries, etc., Zach Wilson has 8 wins since 2021. Cooper Rush also has 5 wins. Davis Mills has 5 wins. Marcus Mariota has 5 wins. Jameis Winston has 6. Jacoby Brissett has 6. Ben Roethlisberger, he don't play no more. He has 9 wins. Since 2021, Justin Fields only has 5. I guess if we have to look on the bright side here, they play the Broncos next. Like, somebody has to win, right? It's probably going to be the Broncos, all things considered. But somebody has to win that game. Head coach of the Chicago Bears, Matt Eberflus, somehow, some way, he has an idea on how they can move forward. Take a listen to Coach.
Really, we're focusing on just the corrections, how we can get better as a unit, offensively and defensively. You know, really, I focused on is the guys in the team meeting is really microed it down to the individual. You know, how can we focus and get the details right at each position?
Uh-oh. Somebody has no idea what he's saying. Just saying stuff. I mean, is what he's saying accurate? Yeah. Everybody, every individual needs to do a better job, and it's up to each of us individually to do a better job so we can collectively win as a team. Man, you're just saying stuff now at this point. There was a time where the Chicago Bears didn't give him or didn't provide him with the best talent. That goes without saying. And now it's a combination of it all. He is probably not being used correctly. He is also making mistakes where he has not improved as a passer. And that comes down to what he said, partially coaching, but then also to you. And he is on borrowed time as the Chicago Bears quarterback. It sucks. Maybe him and Zach Wilson can start a support group sooner than later. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Carl is here from Mobile, Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Carl.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I've called in once before, but I really appreciate it. I just wanted to kind of chime in on the Joe Namath thing. Your caller that said that the defense was the reason they won, there's actually a documentary. It's an ESPN Films documentary where they interviewed Joe Namath's teammates and got their take on the Jets. And it supports pretty much everything he says. Joe Namath was pretty much hated by his teammates because they had the best defense in football. Even though they played for the inferior league in the AFL, they were widely considered the best defense. And to a man, they all said they should have won two or three Super Bowls, not just one. But Joe Namath would inexplicably throw away a game with a pick or trying to air it out, throwing some bomb and doing something that the offensive coordinator didn't want. And they'd lose championship games or things that, you know, the critical games where they could move on to the Super Bowl. And they even Joe Namath himself admitted during the documentary that he screwed up so bad one time in throwing a pick at the end of the game that the one ally he had on the team, which was the offensive coordinator who he always sat next to on the plane on the way home from a game, when Joe went there to sit next to him, the guy told him to sit someplace else. So he couldn't even sit next to the one ally he had on the team because he was so angry at Joe Namath because he had blown another game. And so they only made it.
At what point are you referring to? Because they won a championship in 68-69. And after that, he was pretty much cooked.
So what year was the first Super Bowl? What was the first year the Super Bowl was played?
That was should be 65. They won in 68.
Right. They feel like the players felt like they should have been there in 65, 66, 67. They should have won two or three Super Bowls, not just one. And they said in the documentary that they made Joe Namath the captain of the team in an attempt to make him more responsible and behave more more like a team player.
I don't think anybody would deny or look at this dude and say that he was a ham. I'm making jokes about him wearing a fur coat, walking around in stockings. My point ultimately is, the guy asked, why or what gives Joe Namath credibility to say anything about the New York Jets? And it's very, very simple. He helped them win a championship. He was the most important player on a team for a New York Jets organization that has had absolutely no success between 1968 and here in 2023. That's the reality. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll get some more of your calls. We got more baseball and football. Don't move.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom-Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom-Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom-Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.